Okay, next up we have Dan Nerad, Superintendent of Madison Public Schools, speaking against.
Good afternoon. Senator Olson, thank you very much for scheduling this important hearing. I appreciate the opportunity to appear before the hearing today in opposition of this piece of legislation. And while I present an opposition to Senate Bill 22, it is important to understand that my testimony is not in opposition to charter schools per se, but rather to what is proposed in this legislation. We recognize as a school district that charter schools can play an important role, an innovative role, in schools and in our school district. For example, our Nuestro Mundo Charter School helped us learn about dual language immersion programming. And as a result, the Madison Metropolitan School District initiated an expansion of this program option, and now in several schools in our district without charter status. So we have learned from the charter that we've had there. My opposition to this legislation is threefold. Number one, public school systems in our state, including the Madison Metropolitan School District, are facing unprecedented challenges from many different angles, not the least of which include ensuring adequate financial resources to educate our ever more diverse student population. Providing new benefits for charter schools under the current economic climate, in light of cuts to public schools that are proposed in the governor's budget, represents to us piling on to local school district. And further, we believe that piling on is unwarranted. Now is not the time to leverage more opportunities and resources for public charter schools when base funding for public schools in total have been threatened. If we want to strengthen public education, then that should be the focus of the conversation. And included in that conversation could be the charter piece. But overall, there needs to be the focus on improving public education and strengthening public education in total. Number two, the proposed legislation establishes an unnecessary new state bureaucracy, which we feel undermines local control and ignores the roles and responsibilities of local school boards in making decisions about charters, schools, and other educational options that could benefit our students without imposing unwarranted burdens on the local property taxpayers. Allowing other entities to authorize charter schools and the creation of an unelected board at the state level threatens our state's values around local control. Local school boards are elected to make these types of decisions, and now is not the time to parcel out what decisions are proper for a local school board to make and what decisions are not proper for a local school board to make. This represents one more decision that a local school board, having been elected by the local constituency, would not be able to make, and that's unfortunate. And then three, there has been no showing that local school boards have been blocking the establishment of promising charter school proposals or otherwise opposing charter schools to the detriment of student learning. We heard today Wisconsin's ranking with charter schools, and I think that gives evidence that these types of programs have been supported by local school boards. In other words, this bill represents, from my perspective, a solution in search of a problem. We would suggest the real problem here before this state, again, is what will we do to ensure the strongest public school system in our state? This bill removes the focus on that conversation, and that's the conversation that needs to take place. And I also believe that charter schools could be a part of that conversation. But here we face, at this point in time, a year ago, a 15% reduction in state aid. This year, an 8% reduction in state aid. In the proposed budget, a 5.5% reduction in the revenue cap. And we know that these types of programs are not cost neutral to school districts, including ours. And so if there's a need to look at more charters, there's a need to talk about resources for charters. But more important, there's a need to talk about resources for public schools in total. And my hope is that that is what the focus can be going forward, that there are hearings in this state that focus on what public schools need to become stronger institutions. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Dan. Chris, a question? It's just you and me. Okay. Senator Darling had to go vote again, so she'll be right back. Thank you very much for your testimony, Sarah.
Okay, so...